Rav Yehuda Shara Lamilvo Betchila B'Yamkuf. Rav Yehuda was Mate B'Yerishayna Yamkuf. Amar Apati Mishmei Derav Alaytan B'Yamkuf Tishari Av Shabbos Zasser. Don't think it's only what's on Yamkuf and Shabbos is Zasser. Do I did? That's all of Shabbos Nami Shari. Umayt Shahaya Kachaya. So we're going to have a machlaikis here. Papi and Rav Papa. The Papi holds that there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Papa Mishmei Derava Amav Yom Tov Shari B'Shabbos Asa. So we have here a machlaikis who's the Chiddush. The Chiddush, I guess the Chiddush is to be machalik. Which is the Chiddush. Which way is the Chiddush? That Yom Tov and Shabbos should be the same or should be different? I guess you have to explain why it's different. Why should there be any difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov? What? That's the question. Why is Yom Tov different? Why should Yom Tov be the same as the other exceptions? That's what the Gemara is going to get into. The Mashiach asks that Chayyur is a Pashta difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos, we had earlier a day, a Shita, that you're not allowed to get married because of Shema Yishchek Benai. On Shabbos, we said that you're not allowed to get married because Shema Yishchek Benai, you're going to make a Suda. And you might end up not having enough food and you're going to come to Shechta birth. So on Shabbos, we're afraid Shem Yishchek Benayif. On Yom Tif, you're allowed to Shechta Benayif. So why don't we say the difference in Shabbos and Yom Tif? Very pashut. Shabbos, we're going to Shem Yishchek Benayif, and Yom Tif, we're not going to. Huh? Why do the Gemara say this question? So he answers, Moshe answers, because on Erev, before you're talking about getting married, Erev Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos. Here the concern is the Bia. Here the concern was the marriage. So what's the case? You're getting married on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, so we say the Nakhaiz Hashem Yishchek Benai. The concern there was that if you're going to get married on Mitzvah Shabbos, you can make the food of Mitzvah Shabbos. Then we're going to be guys to Shem Yishchek Benayif. You might make a Shechitas Benayif on Mitzvah Shabbos. Right? You might be Shechit a Benayif on Mitzvah Shabbos. So that's also on Yom Tov too. What is the Suda? The Suda is... Well, what are we talking about here? The Suda is what? If the Suda is Mitzvah Shabbos, Mitzvah Yom Tov is the same problem. Now Shechit and Yom Tov from Mitzvah Yom Tov. Elamai was talking about getting married Erev Shabbos. So I guess it should use the Lashon Erev Shabbos in the Gemara. The Gemara is the Lashon of Shabbos. So by Sais, that we're not talking about the Suda, we're only talking about the Diyah. So that's why we're assuming it's not Al Shem Yishchek Benayif. Now I'm mentioning this because we sort of forgot Yesh Shem Yishchek Benayif already. And we sort of forgot the whole thing. That was the previous Suda. This Suda seems to ignore Shem Yishchek Benayif totally. The Gemara here gets into a different reason. Amar Papi Mishmei Derava. I'm sorry. Amar Papi Lura Papa. My guys, Metoich Shuchu Chaburo Tzayich Hashem Mishalayu Tzayra. Ala Meyata Motzah Shemutah Lashis Mogu Bebiyanze. Tzayich Shuchu Chaburo Tzayich Hashem Mishalayu Tzayra. We have to explain Metoich here. You know, it's like we just went through Hilchos Shabbos and we talked about two big rules of Hilchos Shabbos. In Yom Tov, there are also two klalim which tend to become confused by people. And what we'll try to do is let's just talk about these klalim. Taisus here and Dibra Masa Mitaych goes into it. What does Mitaych mean? What's Mutar on Yom Tov that's also on Shabbos? The Torah says, Ach Ashiyecho, Chol Nefesh, Hu Levadi Yom Lachem. That on Yom Tov, Oichel Nefesh is different than Shabbos. It's the only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Ach, Ashi Oichel, Oichel Nefesh, Shul, Levadei, Yom Tov. We carry things that are not food. We carry tissues, we carry keys, we don't eat them. Teretz is, this is concept of mitaych. Mitaych, shehutra l'tzayrach, hutra nami shalatzayrach. Once the Torah was matier, these things l'tzayrach, we matter them shalatzayrach. Now, the biggest mistake people make is that they think you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov Shalai L'Tzayrach. Not true. Not carrying on Tov for no reason. The word Shalai L'Tzayrach in Mitayach means Tech Shutra L'Tzayrach Eichel Nefesh Patrinami Shalai L'Tzayrach Eichel Nefesh. That these things which I'm Lutzah for Eichel Nefesh, I'm Lutzah also for non-Eichel Nefesh purpose. But it has to be a Tzayrach Ayayim. Has to be a tzarech of the day. Those are the first words of Tzayt. Pirish, the tzarech echol nefesh, and hashalai tzarech echol nefesh. Ovo vashay tzarech ha-nasayay. It's got to be a tzarech of yantif. It's also to carry on yantif for the next day. Somebody goes to shul on yantif to mincha, to daven a mincha normally is around shkia time, it's also to carry your keys to mincha, your house keys. That's why you carry your house keys. If you daven mincha ma'arav, you come back home. But that's already carrying on Yom Tov for the next day. That's the Mitzvah Deraisa. It's also to carry on. Just like I can't carry on Shabbos, now I carry on Yom Tov for the next day. You're only permitted to carry on Yom Tov for that day. And that's probably the biggest toss that people make in Hilchos Yom Tov. They think, but it's got to be a Tzarech Hayyam. People, a young married couple, they go to the Seder, they have two Sedarim. So one Seder they go to parents, and the other Seder go to in-laws. So they end up walking on Yom Tov. They walk from parents to in-laws. They carry with them their kippel, or their Haggadah, or whatever it is they're carrying, their pajamas. So that's awesome. Not allowed to carry on Yom Tov for the next day. Of course, if you carry your pajamas and your machmas go to sleep in the afternoon, so you have a tzarech hayayim. But you're not allowed to carry on Yom Tov for the next day. If the person wants to walk, you can put on a kippel and walk away wearing it in the car. But carrying for tzarech machar is awesome. It's not a machlaikis, there's no two shutas. It's awesome to carry one day of Yom Tov for the next day. No machlaikis about it. The heter of mitaych is that once it's mitafay from nefesh, it's mutter for non-Eichel Nefesh purpose. The problem is that we will have a very hard time coming up with a svara. What's the svara of Mitaych? Did I say a svara? Mitaych Shehotra, since you're allowed to carry for food, so Mimela, you're allowed to carry not for food. The svara for that, anybody have any clue? Where do you get the answer to spread it out? What? That could be. And the Ramban learns this way, the Ramban HaKodesh learns Acha sheyaychol l'chol nefesh l'vadi yayasol l'chem means those malachis which are eichol nefesh tika malachis are mutter. In other words, there are four malachis that are generally needed for food. Shkita, Havara, the light of fire, cook, Bishul, and Aitzah. Generally, for food purposes, only the person is interested in eating. So what do you need? Which of the 39 malachis do you need to eat? So basically you need Shkita, Havara, Bishul, and Aitzah. Those four malachas are generally needed by Hamash. So the Ramban learns that Ach Ashiyachul Lechol Nefesh Ulevadi Yachul Lechem means if it's a Echol Nefesh Dika Malacha, it's Mutter. If it's one of the malachis, which is an Eichel Nefesh type malacha, then it's worth a tiyatim. What? Maybe I'll answer the question. But this is the way the Rabban learned. To levadi yafu achem, you could do it lochem for your purposes. It's something that you need. You have the Rabban's learning.
Only for
achilas, so it's not only, in other words, those achila malachis are mutter. Let's say lighting a fire is mutter, because it's generally an echel nefesh tikka malach. Now you might want to light a fire so you could see, or light a candle so you could see. But since havara is an echel nefesh tikka malach, it's mutter. According to this sheet of the Ramban, the only malachis that are mutter for echel nefesh are these four malachis, and that's it. Let's say somebody wants to do tzviya, he wants to dye something, or he wants to sew. If somebody's making a stuffed chicken, he wants to sew up the chicken or turkey, whatever it is. It'll be awesome. For sewing, you could have a hechatimsa when you're doing it for food, but sewing is not a echel nefesh malacha. It's a clothing malacha. That's not mutter according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, the only malachis that you're allowed to do the Torah Echel Nefesh are these four malachis, which are Echel Nefesh, Tikka Malachis, and everything else is awesome. You certainly don't say Mitzvah by anything else. I'll get to that. This is the Shita of the Ramban of the Me'ivim, that only certain malachis are mutter, and that's it. The Shita of Taisus and the Sefer Shabbos, of that Sadekei, Taisus says that you're allowed to make butter on Yom Tov. You're allowed to make butter out of milk on Yom Tov. What malach is it in making butter out of milk? How do you make butter out of milk? You churn the butter. Churning is a malach of a baina. It's baina, you're makabit, you gather the suspended thick particles that are in the milk. And by churning it, you bring them together, you gather them together, and you make them into one davar gush, into one bar of butter. So that's bayin. So Taisus says you're allowed to make butter on Yom Tov. And not only that, Taisus holds that at least in the Torah, you're allowed to build on Yom Tov. Let's say a person, sukkah falls down. He wants to build a sukkah on Yom Tov. So Taisus says, "Mitzvah shirut for bayin l'tzayra, but you're not mishloach." Since bayin is mutter to make butter, so bayin is mutter to build a sukkah. Taisus holds that you say mitzvah even by malachis that you just find one echatimsa of echel nefesh. That means Taisus doesn't run like the Ramban. Taisus apparently learned that any echel nefesh is mutter, and I don't know what the spara of mitzvah is exactly like Taisus. But Taisus holds that any Eichel Nefesh is mutter, any malacha of Eichel Nefesh. According to Taisus, you'd be allowed to, if you want to stuff a turkey or a chicken, you'd be allowed to sew it up. Afterwards, and if you have to make a knot in order to make it stay together, you'd be allowed to. So we have a machlaikah, because you have two shittas here in the Rishayim, into how Mitzvah works. Now, if you want to say it in Lamdisha terms, the Ramban holds, Shan the Pasik, Achashi Yechol Lechol Nefesh. The Ramban holds, Achila is a simen for the things that are mutter. The simen. Which malachis are mutter? The simen is, Achashi Yechol Lechol Nefesh. Things that are Achila. Taisus holds that it's a, what do I need to use the Siva? Why are you allowed to do this? Because you need it for food. So you're allowed to churn milk and make butter? Yes, because you need it for food. The sima, the reason it's mutter. Because if you need it for food, that's the reason it's mutter. Ramban holds, the Ramban, that's only a sin. So, this is the basic rule of mitaych. Basically, we rarely have any case that we have to do something against the disciples for the loss. What happens if you have an apple tree in your backyard? Are you allowed to go out and pick off an apple on Yom Tov to eat? Which malacha is that? Kaitzer. I only mentioned four malachas. Shechita, Havara, Bishol, and Eitzah. What about Ketzira? What about cutting down a something from a tree? That's awesome. It's only, the heter is only Melisha Ve'elech. It's only mutter from the type of things a person does in their house. People who want an apple don't, every time they're hungry, go out and pick an apple. An apple is something you pick once for a very long time. You pick it once, you pick it for a long time. So that's not mutter on you. The thing that's normally done once for long term is not mutter. Let's say you want to grind kernels into flour. Kernels of wheat to flour, you don't do that in Yom Tov. Because that's not something you do for Eichel Nefesh when you're preparing food. A lady doesn't go into a kitchen and say, okay, I'm going to bake a cake, let me get some wheat and make it into flour. Generally, things are made into flour by the ton, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And then when you need it, you take. The heter of Eichel Nefesh is only those things that are in the house that you normally do b'shat nice. Elisha is also mutter. To lush, to need a dal is mutter. It's no mitzayich really, because there's no other cases of Elisha there. Not Eichel Nefesh generally. What? What about Bayer? So Bayer is a little complicated. There are coolers in Bayer. But basically, the mitzayich that we find by formula. So this is the rule of Mitzayich, and this is an important rule that people have to know, that the heter is only for things that are tzarech hayayim, has to be some type of a need for that day. The second rule, which is mentioned here in Taisus, is the rule of Hayol v'i mikloi archim chazibai. Hayol v'i mikloi archim chazibai means, again, it's misunderstood. What it means is, let's say you want to cook, you want to make latkes. How many latkes do you need? Say there are 10 people in the house. How many latkes does the average person eat?
How many
you got? And two. What? How many you got? Alright. So let's say you're going to make, you figure for today you need 30 latkes. Alright, so you want to make 30. You make 30 latkes. Then you say, you know what? Let me make some more. I have some extras for tomorrow. So, Pasha says, I'll cook for tomorrow. There's a cloud that Hayo V'im Ekloi Arsim Chazimu. Since if more guests would come, it would be servable to them. It's therefore Mutter Min HaTayra. Therefore Mutter Min HaTayra. You're allowed to cook extra just because guests may come, even though you're going to put away for tomorrow. But since the guests may come, it's possible to serve it to them. Therefore, it's mutter min hatayra, but it's still also midrabanan. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to cook based on hayol v'im mikloi. This is a mistake that people have. They think there's such a rule, hayol v'im mikloi. There is such a rule. It takes off the deraisa. It's still midrabanan. Still also midrabanan, and that's what Taisus here brings. That hayol is still also midrabanan. You know, it's like we have. Davashen Miskavim, Lashin Tzrichel Gufa. Right? Davashen Miskavim is Mutter. Machashin Tzrichel Gufa makes it into a Drabana. So, Nochus Yantif, right? Telling you two rules. The rule of Mitzayah, which is Mutter, the Fatima. And there's the rule of Hayol, which makes it into a Drabana. Hayol is not Makir anything, Lamaisa. Just makes it from Deraisa to Drabana. They're not convenient. But those not convenient aside, the Rambam, when he brings Mitzayach, mentions only two malachis that you say Mitzayach, by Hetzah and Havara. Carrying and lighting the fire, only Hetzah and Havara. And everybody jumps on the Rambam from our Gemara. Our Gemara, the Pharisee, says Mitzayach by Chabura, which is Shechita. The Rambam only says Mitzayach by Hetzah and Havara. And our Gemara says the Farish that Chabura you also say mitar. So there are a lot of pulpulim to answer it. But the most glass away is to say Yeshua's Nahama. Yeshua says that the Rambam holds like the Ramban, that it's all four Amutas. What are the four again? Shchita, Bishul, Havar, and Aitzar. Of those four, the Rambam brings the two that are the biggest kiddush, carrying and lighting a fire. The Shchita and Bishul are obviously for food, mostly for food. Aitzar and Havara, lighting fires, people light fires for heat and for light, people carry for any purpose. So the Rambam chaps on those two, but really he holds of all four. So basically, this is the rule. We have a rule of Metoich, and we have a rule of Hayil. Now, there's a sub-rule to Metoich, which our Gemara says, and that is that Metoich has to be Shava al-Chol Nefesh. And even when you say Metoich, it has to be a Hana, which is Shava. What does Shava al-Chol Nefesh mean? What did the Gemara say? What's that Shava al-Chol Nefesh? See the side? Gemara is for Mugmer. What's Mugmer? What's Mugmer? Which Malacha? What's the Malacha Mugmer? You're burning the sense, you're putting it on fire, the texture of Javar, everything I'm talking about. Amalei, Alecha Makra. Ach, Hashiachu, Nechol Nefesh. Tova HaShav, Nechol Nefesh. What does that mean? Even... What? Even we have a heter of Metoich, there must be something that most people would like. It's got to be something most people would like. Right? It's got to be something that most people would like. Mugmer, most people don't bother with, they don't like, and therefore it's awesome. Therefore it's awesome. It's got to be a davar hashav l'chol nefesh. Rashi says, Mugmer ein ela l'mefunakim. That means if you have only some people who like it, it's not a hazard. It's got to be that everyone likes it. So of course the kasha is then, is there a hazard on Yom Tov to cook broccoli? Most people don't like. So I have a raya that at the time of the Gemara they didn't eat broccoli. Because the Gemara asked, Ela Miyatim, is Amalei Tzvi? Why does he have to ask some Tzvi? Could he have some broccoli? Most obvious kasha. But Akapani, why is the Gemara answer? No, that's eating. All eating is mutter. There's a big shayla in the Paiskin. It's a serious, I don't mean there's a joke. Serious shayla in the Paiskin. About whether it's mutter to smoke on Yom Tov. Is smoking a davar hashav l'chol nefesh? So is smoking something hashav l'chol nefesh? Do most people enjoy smoking? So there's a very big... Machlaikis is in the Paiskin, the Kavin Nisanol, it's worth seeing inside, in Beya, Daf Yudei. It says it's Aser. It says it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. The Lashon is, you see people who take a puff for the first time, it's like Yechuku V'yonu Kashikar. They start shaking like a shikar, you know. You have to remember, his time they didn't have filters on the cigarette. He says they don't like it. He knows that smoking is in their eyes on Yom Tov. The big miracle is the Pnei Yeshua. He says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? The Pnei Yeshua writes that Takatru, most people don't like to smoke. Nevertheless, the purpose of smoking, the Pnei Yeshua says, is because it's a healthy thing to do. It helps digestion. Very good for the digestion. And doing things that are healthy is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Everyone wants to be a healthy person. What? Healthy. Pnei Yeshua says it's healthy, so therefore he says that that's the heter, that everyone needs something that's b'briyah taguf, and therefore the Pnei Yeshua says, if you can look it up, Pnei Yeshua and Daf Yud Beis, we have the Teich is brought down in there, so that's the heter.
Then
it was healthy. Today is probably still good for digestion. Just those other things God did.
Why should be with it
today? What? The Mishnah doesn't pass him. The Mishnah brings both sheetahs, and he doesn't pass him. The Shine of The shayla, the shayla, the whole nefesh. And you could argue about it. I guess a smoker would say that if you smoke a while, you'll see that it's enjoyable. It takes a while to get used to it.
Mr. Brewer was 50 years ago.
Mr. Brewer, yeah. So therefore, why? I mean, maybe today. Well, but the health aspect is that it's. That's still true. The fact that smoking helps digestion, whatever it is they're talking about, may still be true. And what can I tell you? Two sheep in the place. Yeah. The Prima Gadim brings us Neshua Lahalacha. And there's a Ksav Seifer, also I think it's Mekel. There are the Amikil and the Amechmir. Yes. When the belt says that only smokers are smoking yantif and not people don't smoke, they mean, could say sure everyone should be mutter. But they mean it's being that it's a machlaikis hapaiskin. So, but welcome to Tzairach, it could be Nakel, smoker is a Tzairach. It's painful to not to smoke. Somebody else, it's not a Tzairach at all, so what's the hazard to smoke? Nafkamina is, you know what nafkamina is? Let's say you don't smoke. And a smoker is here to do him a favor and light the cigarette from a candle. So you shouldn't do it. Somebody has a tzairach, he's saying, I'm going to make human. But for you, it's not a tzairach that you shouldn't be saying, I'm going to make human. All right, but this is these are the rules of the tzairach and the rules of Hayom. Now, the big argument here, first let me finish. A few more dekudas that I didn't tell you. Again, we have the rule of the Taich and the rule of Hayom. Look at my tongue. What? What's the game called? Okay, oh no, there's a miyot in the pasuk, a lachem v'loy l'gachrim and lachem v'loy l'gvaya. You have two miyotim, lachem. You're only permitted to cook on yantif for a yid. Lachem v'loy l'nachrim, you're not asking for a guy. Lachem v'loy l'chlavim, you're not allowed to cook or carry for a dog. Lachem v'loy l'gvaya, you're not allowed to do malacha l'gvaya for the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's also, I mean, the things that are the korbanos of that day, you're allowed to do. But anything else, you're not allowed to do malacha l'gvaya for the Rabbeinu Shalom Kavi Yachos. You're not allowed to do malacha either. Those are three miyutim. And they're important miyutim. Sometimes it can happen, a person has a guy, circumstance, a guy comes to a house. You're not allowed to cook for a guy. Not only that, Chazal said that you're not even allowed to invite a guy to a Yom Tov meal. Because of the gezeira, you might cook for him. He'll be embarrassed. Not enough lakis there. So you're going to cook for him. So there's a gezeira, you're not allowed to invite a guy unless you tell the guy, you know, we're not cooking for you. Because we can't cook for you. So. But otherwise, these are three miyutim. Lachem v'loy l'gvaya, lachem v'loy l'klavim, lachem v'loy l'gai, l'nachri. I told you we once had this guy in the Navi Shir who used to come, so he once asked me if he can come for a meal on Yom Tov. So before I said anything, he told me, I know you're not going to have me over for Yom Tov. So I'm not going to tell you which meal I'm coming for. I'll just tap in on you, and you know, and then you won't be able to prepare for me. But really, you know, the fact that I tell him, no, I'm not going to cook for you is really a hazard, but that was his Yom Tov. But anyway, today you're allowed to cook for him already. He's a year today. But these are three miyutim. Now what comes out as a big machlokes here in this Tosfos, which we'll learn Sunday, is the question of malacha for a mitzvah. Are you allowed to do malacha for a mitzvah? Do you do malacha for a mitzvah? Huh? Yom Tov, you do malacha for a mitzvah?
You
carry a lulav to shul? Carry a towel? So we carry for a mitzvah. I look, have a lulav by you. So we're going to have to get into that, whether you're allowed to carry the tzarchi mitzvah, which Tosfos talks about, And what about for Mitzvah Darabanan? That's what he talked about too. Is there a heter on Yontif to carry for something that Min HaTorah is not a mitzvah? Excuse me? Pretend the Yontif itself is a Darabanan, so that's such a big problem. But to carry for a Mitzvah Darabanan, is that something which is mitzvah? So that we're going to get to in Tais. The last topic, which we'll hopefully get to as well, in the bottom Tais, is the sugya of Machshirei Yechol Nefesh. It is something called Machshirei. You know what Machshirei Yechol Nefesh are? What are Machshirein? If you want to sharpen a knife, you want a Yechal knife, it's not sharp. You want to sharpen it on Yom Kippur. Are you allowed to sharpen your knife on Yom Kippur? Now that's not Yechol Nefesh, because you don't eat the knife, but it's Machshirei Yechol Nefesh. It's something which is used to prepare in order to. So the question is are machshirin mutar? Right. So these are the four in Yanim. Again, we have metayich, teshuv shosavish ravishloyet tzayrech, and we have the union of shavu l'chol nefesh, which is the gemara. We have hayol, which is not mentioned in this gemara, but it's mentioned in Taisis. Lachem v'lay l'gvaya is important again because of Taisis. We're going to talk about something in tzramota. And the din of machshirei yechol nefesh, which has to do with the bottom taisvis, which we'll see how much of this we get into for Sunday. Hashem will get some.